This is a Big Facts Network exclusive.
Yo, another episode of the Big Homie's House. Special edition, got the homie, Lauren LaRosa, in the building. Brown girl grinding.
Yes, it's so happy to be back on the mic. Pause. Or do I got to pause that?
Nah.
No, I don't. I don't have to pause that. You would.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I would use different terminology if it was me.
But I'm doing great, though. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
It's always a time, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're known for your takes on pop culture and celeb culture and social things going on. So let's get into it. And I used to tell them about the story about somebody who was hiding a family.
Well, okay. So there's a woman that just recently posted her engagement photos. Mm-hmm. She had never posted her significant other, mm-hmm. their entire relationship. She posted engagement photos, and then a woman comes to her and says, "Hey, I've been dealing with this guy for X amount of time. I just wanted to let you know because I just saw the engagement photos."
Mm.
And now they're not engaged anymore.
So is that why women really be pressed to post they do?
What? Yes. Like, at least I got to get you out there like one time. Especially if, because it's different too if you got a boyfriend that, or a person that you're taking serious that's like posting you. Mm. So you know, like, even if you're not posting him, you know, like, all right, he's not getting crazy because he's posting me. But like I just can't imagine the one time I post you.
What's the feedback from a woman's perspective when you do finally post your man?
You mean like from your homegirls, from the group chat?
From the other dudes that didn't make the cut.
Oh, well, first of all, I feel like when you're in a relationship, men want to deal with you more. And I think women do that too with guys as
well. I definitely agree.
Yeah,
it's the other way around.
Yeah, it's like
be more.
Yeah, I think so with women because then it's like we literally get like a taste test. Like we get to watch you, at least from the outside, like be with this person and see and kind of like get to see how you are in a relationship.
Yeah.
And then women start fantasizing about what they see you do for another woman. So it's like now they might.
Have you ever done that?
No, I can't. I've never like a person in a relationship pursued them because of what they're doing for another woman. Mm. I've been talking to somebody and then they get in a relationship and then it's like, wait, why you go do that? Like, you were supposed to be here with me. So then that makes you be like, well, damn, like, but
nah,
I can't.
It happens because here's how I date. And I don't like talking to a bunch of...
Go ahead. No, I'm gonna
what
let you
about
go.
To say?
No, go ahead. You go
you
ahead.
You about to judge me?
No.
Because I don't like talking to a lot of women at one time. But I will talk to a lot of women at one time in the beginning. And slowly, like, people just fall off.
So you in a relationship with everybody you date then?
I'm not in a relationship. We're just talking. I'm just trying to figure out who I'm being in a relationship with. I'm trying to see who I'm going to be committed to.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on what you're dating for, right? Because, like, now at this big age,
I'm dating for long-term things.
But I just recently got single in the last, like, year. So, for me, at this big age, yes, I'm dating with intention, but, like, I'm not trying to be in a relationship, like, tomorrow. So,
what does that mean?
That means that, like, I mean, if I meet a person and, like, we vibing and it gets there, it's whatever. I'm not running from it. But I'm not necessarily like every man I meet is like, oh my God, this is my husband. Mm. And I mean, I do say that. I jokingly say, like, all my friends will be like, girl, every man is that you meet is your husband. Cause I always be like, oh, this is my husband. I love him. But it's just joking.
What's your sign?
I'm a Sag.
Okay.
So you know what Sag is? You ever dated a Sag?
Nah.
Oh.
Mm. When your birthday, like December?
November.
November.
I'm on the cusp. So I'm Scorpio Sag. If you ever, I feel like you would probably, especially if you don't date a bunch of people at one time, she would hypnotize you. Because we're very like, you know, you just love it here. But I just, right now, I just kind of want to figure out what I even want before I lock in with somebody. So, yeah, no. But at this big age, I can't want to be with you because of what I see you doing with somebody else. Because I know now that, baby, it can look good from social media.
Yeah, the grass is always greener.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you find out, no, he actually...
The grass was spray painted.
Baby, it was the what? Spray painted. It might have been crayoned on.
Wow.
Yeah, it's rough out here in these streets, but it's a fun time, though.
Is it hard dating while being as successful as you are? Because I heard a lot of women say men are intimidated. Yes, you can cuss.
You know
here.
That mean? They'd be like... yes! Yes. Oh my God. And men hate to admit it. But like,
So are men intimidated by you, or are you just being an asshole?
It depends on who the person is.
See?
It's been a little bit of both. It depends on who the person is. But if I'm interested in you, I'm not going to be an asshole to you. But I do think that...
What makes you be an asshole to dudes that are pursuing you?
If they're an asshole to me. Like, I'm not, like, don't play with me. And for some reason, I'm addicted to, I have this thing I'm trying to figure out, you know, why. But, like, I actually like men who are, like, emotionally unavailable assholes. I don't know what it is, but that's all I attract. Like,
have you talked to your therapist about this?
No, but see, that's why I'm not trying to be in a relationship right now. Because I feel like I got to figure some stuff out. Because some stuff ain't mathing.
You said you like men that are emotionally unavailable. Why would you want to be emotionally attached to somebody who's emotionally unavailable?
It's not like I go around looking like, hey, who's wearing the emotionally unavailable colors? And let me go talk to that person. But what I begin to notice in dating different people is that I attract, for some reason, these type of people. And I don't know if it's because that's what I give off, mm-hmm. or I don't know if it's like a daddy issue thing, but yeah, but it is, it's difficult. I have to a lot of times, like, you know how you have like a boss that you might not like, or like you might know more than, but you have to treat them like they know more than you.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
how I have to deal with men when I'm dating, because
what do you mean?
It's like, you have to, oh my God, you gotta like schmooze them so much, because
schmooze.
Yes, because I think when you got stuff going on, everybody looks at you like, well, you don't need me, so why are you over here? And it's like guys would rather have a comfort zone of a woman that they feel like needs them, when in reality everybody needs somebody. So I always feel like I have to do more to show them like, no, you are needed. Like, it's hard. It's like such a power trip, especially with a successful man. Like, baby.
So do you feel like, because you are successful, men feel like they have to do less when it comes to courting you?
Yes, and I hate that too. Because what, why, you tricked off everywhere else. Now you get to me and you want to support an independent woman just mentally. Don't come over here with just
moral
the
support.
Mental. I don't need the moral support. I need the balance. I need the moral support. I need the physical support. I need the financial support. What you pour out is what I'm going to pour out as well. And that's another thing too. I think that when you are successful, when you're doing so much for yourself, men instantly feel like you're the type of woman that's like, you want to just take, take, take. You don't want to give. And it's different over here. Like, I'm trying to, like, I know what it's like to really grow with somebody. I was in my last relationship for like a decade. You know what I mean? We were kids. We
Wait,
grew
you
together.
Were dating this dude for a decade?
Mm-hmm. We met.
And y'all broke up?
Yes.
Did he cheat?
He has cheated in that relationship, but that's not why we broke up.
I can't trust no relationship like that.
Why?
Because you're going to go back to that nigga eventually.
No.
Eventually.
Mm-mm. He would have to make a really, really, really big mental change, and I just don't see it for him.
And what if he do? So if I'm a new guy that's courting you, I got to worry about this nigga in the backfield.
No. I don't think that it's going to happen. And even if so, I just think that I'm in a different place in life. Like, I'm all right. I'm cool. Love him to death. Like, you with somebody that long, they're damn near like family mm-hmm. at that point. Wish him the best, but, you know, I just, I'm not going back there.
You're not going back there? For sure, or you say, or you just saying that right now?
No, for sure, I'm not going back. I don't even know where in the world he lives today.
You follow him on social media though?
Mm-mm. Nope, I don't follow him. That
Should you unfollow your exes? Like,
hell yeah. If you are really, until you get to a point where you can like draw that line, yes. I had to do everything. I unfollowed family members, and I love them. His family is so fire. But I unfollowed certain family members. I unfollowed him. I did all of that because I needed to like.
So if I talk to a girl, she still follow her ex, that's a red flag?
No, it just depends on where I think she is mentally. Me mentally, I can't be, I don't want to see it. It depends on, everybody's different. Every man's not the same, every woman's not the same.
Like, why you still care about to see what this nigga doing?
Yeah, I mean, that could be the energy.
That's my energy.
But if they're to the point where, like, you know, they just good friends, then...
What? I couldn't date nobody who's still good friends with their ex.
But
hate,
you could.
I need you to hate this nigga.
Have you talked to your therapist about that?
Which therapist?
How many you got? You need to find one of them that can help you work through that, because that's a...
How? Because I don't want you to have any emotional ties to your ex?
She cannot follow somebody on social media and still have an emotional tie. And you literally would never know that.
That's... Why would I be with somebody who's going to mislead me like that?
You don't know that. That's the vulnerability of getting in a relationship. And that's why I'm not searching for one right now. because that's a lot of like mental energy to be vulnerable enough to be like, she could still have feelings for her ex and you never know, or she could not. She could really just be like, they friends. That's it.
Nah. So it's like, if you're like, say if you start talking to somebody new, mm-hmm. and your ex invites you to his family barbecue because y'all friends.
No, I'm not doing that. You got to draw lines. Because you got to draw lines. I think that there's a certain level of respect to the person that you're talking to. And for me, if I'm dating a person, I don't want you pulling up to the family barbecue with the big ZD. Like, for what? So that you and grandma can reminisce about what? No, you're here now. But y'all can be like, you don't have to hate the person, but like, what are you, why?
I'm glad you said that, because I agree. You better not goddamn do no family shit with this motherfucker Mm-mm. that you used to be fucking. Nope.
Grandma need to miss you at Thanksgiving. You got new grannies to me, new cousins to me over here.
Absolutely agree.
Yeah. But absolutely agree. You don't got to hate the person though, Kodak. That's my point.
No.
You've been listening to too much Future.
What's wrong with that? Is Future toxic?
I don't know. I don't know him personally.
No, I mean, like, is Future's music toxic? Like, is that...
I
feel like Future's music is the balance that we need. Because it's a lot of nigga-hating music, and then you have Future. Does the music really affect the relationships that much, though? Like, in the current generation?
Yeah, because these men be trying to be out here beating these rappers. They be trying to dress like them, buy jewelry like them. There's so many people in Atlanta walking around looking like rappers that ain't laid near a bar because of the music. They want to look like that. They want to talk like that. They want to live that lifestyle.
And they ride on Marta.
Huh?
And they ride Marta.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not knocking nobody that ride public transportation.
You date a nigga that don't got a car?
No, I was about to say, but I don't want to date someone who doesn't have a car. I have a car. I want you to be able to pick me up. Unless, I mean, I don't know. Because nowadays you could send a car.
That seems like very wasteful.
No. I mean, think about it. I live in New York, right? If you don't have a car in New York, that's not like uncommon.
Well, I think that's different. I think it's different. But New York and Atlanta is different.
It depends on, I mean, I don't know. Look, let me not get into transportation. Last woman that got on a podcast or a mic and got into transportation, Ebony K, they drowned her. So,
Ebony K. Williams.
I'm on my business. I don't know.
I feel like as a man, you shouldn't be heading into a relationship if you don't have like the basics in order. I feel like car is one of the basics.
Well, what if someone says, right, like I don't have a car because I don't know, they work right next to their job type vibe, everything they need is around them, they live downtown.
Who living
and
like
then
that?
They Uber. A lot of people live like that today, and they Uber everywhere when they want to go out and social because they're drinking and stuff like that. Anyway, a lot of people live like that.
But that's New York. In Atlanta,
LA, New York, yeah.
Atlanta, you need a car. This shit is spread out.
Yeah.
Like, the shit can be all the way by the airport, or it could be all the way up here, or it can be past here.
You're not dating a woman that don't have a car?
Hell no.
Okay.
And I feel like that's just a... As men, we're taught that it's bad for us to have standards. But fuck that. I have standards. And having a car, having a job, having a stable income, you can't come in this motherfucker with just ambitions and goals and shit. Like, it need more than that. I need to see some progress.
That's crazy to hear you say, because most men, y'all love to build a bitch.
I need something to build.
Yeah, but you can, I mean, she can have potential. That's something to build.
Potential with no... ambition is useless.
I hear you, but I'm just saying.
It's kind of like a nigga that can hoop, but he don't like to go to practice. He don't like to work out. How long can you get by off just being athletic?
That's facts. That's fact. I'm just telling you, a lot of men, and that goes back to the dating question with like being successful and like, you know, doing a lot on your own. It's a weird thing. Like men, it's like this weird flex that some men like to have that they've built their woman from A to Z. And the fact that they can't, like, I want a man to come in my life and, like, pull me up on game, teach me things, all that stuff. But the fact that, like, they can't, like, I'm going to be okay if I have to walk away. That's a very hard thing for some men.
But as a woman, you have to be coachable for that to be a thing.
That's true. And I think that I've been uncoachable for some time.
Why? Let's talk about that.
I just come from a household of women who, You know, I've never seen them be coached. You know, I didn't know what that looked like. I just know how to, if it's a problem, I'm a solution finder. I'm a figure it out. I'm a hustle. I'm a grind. But I've never seen my mom in a relationship. I've never seen my grandmother in a relationship. You know what I mean? And then like the men that are in my life, they're not with the women that are in my life. So it's like, you don't know what you don't know. Until I started to get older and I'm seeing my mother and my grandmother get older and they don't have that person that was coaching them and loving on them and all that to do it with, then I'm like, I'm not trying to be like that. So, you know, and I just, I'm trying to like make the world my oyster. I want to travel. I want to do a lot of things. And I do know that being able to do that with somebody is amazing, but it's annoying. Like being that person that is always right in the class and always got the questions at the end of the class, that's annoying.
So are you the one, are you the type of woman that will, like, if your man asks you to do something, tell you to do something, you're going to question everything?
If I trust the man and his vision, no. But if I, it, but I will if I don't.
Why would you be with somebody who you don't trust?
I mean, you don't. I think it's one of them things. You don't know until you know. It, all that glitters ain't gold, but sometimes we you know, we run to the glitter. And with me, baby, I'm Six Flags. I will run to a red flag sometimes.
Red flags look like green flags.
Because
right?
It'd be fun. You know what I mean? It's like, it's fun. It's normally those are like the type you out, you partying, you traveling, but the inside is so messed up. And once you start getting to the stuff that really matters as an adult and like when you're trying to build with somebody, it's like, damn, okay. Then it's like, okay, now you telling me to do stuff. And I'm like, does this make sense?
I feel like on our side, like with the men, like that is that shows up as like, you just look at how a bitch look.
Yeah.
Like, you look at how she look. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at her Instagram. She lit on the gram. Like, the ass is poking out. And you like, damn, I want to be involved in that.
It's a lot of ass in Atlanta, too.
It is a lot of ass. It's a lot of ass in Atlanta. Lord have mercy. But, yeah, like, because I had to get out of that myself. Because I used to be the type of nigga that was like, oh, man, she got this big fat ass. It's, like, I have lost some real solid shit chasing a fatter ass.
Kodak, explain that, please. What?
I lost some real solid shit by
chasing. You left a good woman chasing a fatter ass woman. Who probably, she could still be a good woman. Not all women with big asses
is
bad
women. She was childish. She actually just blocked me this past weekend. Well, we blocked
each other. This is recent.
No. Okay, so...
I hope you ain't telling on yourself about something.
I'm not, because she blocked me, so it's whatever. But so
wait,
are
you blocked on all social media accounts and your phone, or is it just one social media account?
I'm pretty sure she probably blocked my phone number too. But I had already unfollowed her on Instagram because she did some crazy shit before that. But we had gotten to a disagreement over the weekend because I feel like she didn't like to be held accountable for like the things that she would do or say. And she would make small things big things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, perfect example. So we had went somewhere. We were going somewhere. And I didn't intend for her to, like, have to come up to my apartment. But it ended up happening and was kind of, like, disorganized. Mm-hmm. And, like, she held that against me.
What?
Yeah, like, small shit.
See, I'm the type of woman, I come into, if I really like you, and I mean, dirty is dirty, but like, disorganized men, I expect a man's apartment, I'd be surprised when I walk in men's apartment and they're like, squeaky
clean.
My
shit is a bachelor pet, but I don't like, trash and shit, so it's
yeah,
not
so
really
you're not
trashy.
Dirty, you're just, you're a man, you live by yourself.
Yeah.
Right, so for me, I would kind of already anticipate that, and I'm not making, like, she's upset, like, dragging
like me forward. Like, she held it against me, and also she held this against me. So, I normally go over to my mom's house on Friday because I be doing so much work shit throughout the week. I want to spend Friday with my mom.
Gotcha.
So there was a time where I was planning on doing something on like Saturday, but I told her on a Friday and I didn't specify that it was Saturday. So I realized my mistake like 15 minutes afterwards. And I said, oh, I meant Saturday. Let's do this Saturday. But she thought I was about to do Friday.
Right.
And like not... spend this time with my mom.
Yeah.
So that was another thing that blew up. And it
was
like, are
you not, I can't imagine that you're not a good communicator. You communicate for work all day long.
Yes, I am a good communicator, but that's why I said after the fact, I realized she thought that I meant we was going to do this on Friday.
Right.
And I didn't specify, say, hey, we're going to do this Saturday
instead.
I could see
how that's annoying, but.
But I caught it like 15, 20 minutes after.
Oh, well, she, what's her sign?
Oh, fuck, what was that? Actually, she's a Leo. Yeah, she's a Leo. I'm a Leo too, though.
She was, I mean, look, you black.
But also, I feel like she was like 26 years old, so I feel like she.
Well, Kodak, there is a, she's still in preschool. I don't know.
There
what
is
she
a yeah, there like is a
she's big, you probably her first boyfriend. I don't know.
But I was the first nigga to like to actually do nice shit for her, like not beyond the basic shit, because she was telling me a text about like how niggas were like. We're trying to take her to a basketball game. I took her to a basketball game, but she had box seats. So when another nigga tried to take her, that was like in the 200 section, elbow to elbow with motherfuckers.
But wait, you see how like, so you leveling up her life?
Yeah.
But you, in that, you like that. That feels great as a man, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I like raising the bar. Because now you can't, like, I expect you to be entertaining other people before I come into your life.
Right.
But when I get here, now you got to make a decision.
Right. So for me, the hard thing, and I think it's a two thing, it's a two part to it. It's like some of it is kind of like my fault, and a lot of it is not a lot of it, but the other half of it is the fault of the men that I'm speaking about. But how you just like, that excited you to be able to say that, like you leveling up her life. A lot of men approach me like, well, how the hell am I gonna level up her life? She's leveling the hell out of this shit. You know what I mean? But I also begin to realize through dating that the men that I think that I was entertaining and dating, they weren't where I needed them to be, where, you know, there are a whole other pool of men who there is a lot of things that they could do and expose me to that I am not doing for myself right now, that I'm not even thinking about because that's just not the, you know, circles or whatever that I'm in. So I had to change the people I was dating too. That was important. That was big.
I feel like you shouldn't be entertaining anybody that can't help you.
Oh, 100%. But when we say it, we city girls.
Because the help be... is always financial.
I mean, it's not always, but it's a big part of it.
90% financial.
90% of your life, what you doing? Paying bills, right? Think about it. Everything you do revolves around you being able to pay your bills. And the biggest
pay for something.
And how many times a day are you paying for something? A lot of your day, right?
Most of the day.
So I am too. So if I'm looking at, if you want to take my time away from paying for something and what I got to do to be able to pay for something, I don't see nothing wrong with you.
But if that's the only qualification, not the only. Now you're for sale.
Not the only. I mean, isn't everything in life for sale? Nothing in life is free.
Nah, I'm not. I'm going to. Okay, one thing that I see a lot of women in Atlanta say is, if you can ask for pussy, I can ask for money, right?
Yep.
You know you can say no if a nigga asks for pussy, right?
Yep, and you can say no if a woman asks for rent.
Well, I'm going to say no.
Okay.
So I've said no before.
I just feel like, what's the big deal?
I just don't feel like that is the, that's not the equal thing. Like, that's
why
not.
What's, okay, so what's equal in your book? Like, a woman can ask for rent money after I ask her this. What is that for you?
If, no, you can ask for whatever you want. I feel like
well,
if
you
that
would
is,
say yes to
if
it.
That, for me to say yes to rent.
Yes. Or anything financial.
You would have had to hold me down on something financially.
Okay.
You would have had, we would have had to have been in that type of
like
situation.
Space.
That,
yeah.
Yes, that space.
And that's for me, that's where I'm at with it. I would love to meet a man who don't care and just throw it all out there. But for some reason,
you know
I,
what that come with, though.
Yeah, and it does. And I was going to say, I don't meet those type of men, but I have. And the way that they expect you to sit down and shut up and just kind of go with the flow is a different, it's not even about leadership. It's about control.
Yeah.
And I can't get with that. Like, I don't knock the girls that do it. Do what you do. Live your life. But I just can't get with that because I think that there is a certain level of manipulation that I just don't understand how anybody's happy in a situation like that.
Because they'll be happy in that situation because they'd rather be happy doing that than unhappy being homeless.
Yeah, you're going to cry in a Rolls Royce.
They're going to cry under a bridge. That's the other option. It's a lot of that shit. Like, the baddest bitches be homeless. Homeless. Not living with their parents. Homeless.
It'd be a lot of men that's homeless too, and that's groupies. Men are big groupies, bro.
I feel like men are bigger groupies than women.
Oh my God.
And I say men are bigger groupies than women because in any situation, if we out at a club and it's like say Lil Baby or Moneybagg Yo at the club, right?
Oh, they fighting to get next to them.
You expect the women to go after these niggas because that's naturally what mm-hmm. they want. They want a fly ass nigga.
Right.
That makes sense. I'm not mad at that shit at all. Y'all have them. Go at it. But the problem is these grown ass niggas be trying to elbow the hoes out the way.
Mm-hmm. Just to get the little video for the Insta like, yo.
With big bro.
Yeah. Our bro, tap in. Like, insane. No, men are groupies. And I hate to say it. it's not even like undercover groupies no more. They just, and
nigga be putting 4PF at the end of their name, all that shit.
Do you know how many, like,
No, go ahead, speak your truth. Mm-mm. This is a safe space.
No.
That bad?
It's not that bad. I don't want to call nobody. I don't want to expose nobody.
Well, don't say no names.
They gonna know what shit. Fuck. They fuck it. They gonna know I'm talking about them. But you know how many people, how many men, like I was so approachable, not approachable, but like I was approached by, and like, you know, yeah, you in New York now, you in the city, let me take you out, blah blah blah. Once I started being in the proximity to Breakfast Club, so many men were like. And then, it's to a point now where if I get on the phone with you and the first thing you ask me about is Charlamagne Tha God, I don't have nothing. And that has happened so many times since. Like, you would be surprised how bold men are. And it's like, bro.
Asking about him, like, just what?
Is he really?
Oh, they ask, like, personal info?
The first question most men ask me that I feel like are like, and I could tell, I'm like, okay, it's giving groupie. Like, you more concerned about what I do for work than what I do for work. Like, how I'm concerned about what I do for work.
Yeah.
The first question they always ask me is, are they really gay? And then it'll go from there to, so what happened with Angela Yee? Then it'll go from there to, so you and Jess, y'all know each other? Like, it's like, I'm like, damn, Shade Room? Like, like, bro, like, you media takeout? Like, what's tea? What's tea, sis?
They're
you
tea.
Right?
They're the tea.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Sip, sip.
Men are bold, though. Like, I feel like women groupies, like, you know kind of what you're getting with them, but they make it look sexy. Men, y'all are a lot more
affluent. Men groupies are, I mean, female groupies are occurring within nature. That is supposed to happen.
It's a softer blow.
No, because like we just was just saying, women are looking for a provider.
Yeah.
They looking for this nigga. That's what they supposed to be looking for. A nigga that is after this nigga that's lit. Bro, you are acting outside of nature.
Yeah.
Like, because they not even, like, a lot of them not even looking at it, like, from a sexual lens. They just enamored with this nigga.
And a lot of times it's not even about the people, too. Like, I have friends that are just successful in what they do business-wise, so they make good money. And they don't do anything entertainment. So it's not like, you know, these men are trying to get next to them to get next to a person versus me, right?
Yeah.
But even my friends, I have a lot of my friends who, when they're meeting people, they won't even tell people what they do for work because men instantly start thinking about how much money they make.
Mm.
And it's like, the fuck? Like, that's weird as hell. Like, if you're here with me on this date, I would assume that you can kind of tell that we are in the same place, like, you know, just mentally and like all that. So you can tell when a person probably got something going on good for themselves. But, like, they avoid certain questions because it's like, bro, now you count my pockets. And now you about to call me big homie. And that means I'm backing away from the...
What is it about big homie that scares the women away?
Because next you're going to ask me for money.
Is niggas really asking you for money?
No. I've never had a man ask me for... Not a man that, like, is just a random man. No.
Yeah.
I've never had that happen. But a lot of women, like, that joke is so funny because it's like when people be like, yo, big dog, yo, big homie, it's like, or big pockets, it's like, oh, shit, what he want?
Big money.
Yeah, big money.
Yeah.
Big dog, big OG, what's up? Let me holler at you. It's like, no, it's okay. I'm all right.
Niggas be saying that jokingly, but, like, it be jokingly because there's a little bit of truth in that motherfucker, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, like, the shorty I'm talking to now, I know what she do, but I ain't really gotten to that.
Like, but y'all are talking, so it's different if y'all are talking. You know what I mean? Like, y'all had that conversation. But for you to, like, off the rip, be like, yeah, so what do you do? And then your energy changes once you figure out what I do. That's a little weird.
The energy changed when they find out that, you know, you are who you are.
Where they just be clocking your money. And women do it, too. But I feel like we allowed to do it. They gonna be mad that I said that.
You allowed to do what?
Clock a man's money.
Why are you allowed to do it?
Because, like you said, women are looking for providers. You need money to provide.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to be pissed I said that, but it's the truth.
It is the truth, but I ain't even know, but it's, yeah. Because you shouldn't, niggas will always let us say, oh, money shouldn't matter. But it do, because everything in life costs.
You're grown, yes. And that doesn't mean that a woman, people always ask too, like, would you date a man who makes less than you? I would, but I gotta, you know, when somebody's a hustler, you know, when the execution gonna equal up to the potential. I would date someone who's making less than me, but I would have to know and trust that that person, he gonna get to where I'm at, or he gonna surpass me, or what he's doing is gonna, I might be okay with that at the time because I'm handling my own. As long as he can handle what he needs to handle, vice versa, I want a partnership. I don't want just a relationship. I want a partnership. Like, I want us to lock in. So
would you feel comfortable dating a nigga that's in the industry?
I would date an industry person. I've done it.
Is that your preference? Recently.
Yes and no. Yes, because I think the mindset is there. They get what I do, and they could teach me stuff. No, because, bro, it's like, y'all already outside. Like, y'all ain't got no home training. And now you in the industry, so you got some, you know how many people know who you are a little bit? You got some power. You got the look. It's even worse.
You think all industry niggas cheat?
Hell yeah. I don't think none of them are faithful. And if they are faithful now, they have went through the ringer.
They had to go through.
Oh my God. What? Like, you're successful now, but imagine if you were Howard Stern level, right? Your options. Globally, your options. You know how hard it would, even if you want to be a good man, in the beginning of when you first walk through that realm and that career level of your life, as a woman, I used to think when I was in a relationship, I swear I used to always think like, damn, as I grow, I'm going to meet so many people. How do I know if this is my person? So imagine being married and meeting all those people. And
that's why I feel like those high school, college relationships that be getting married when they like 22, that's why them shits never work out. Because you ain't seen shit.
True.
Most of them.
But there are some of them that work out too because they're just really committed to each other and they do it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. And they probably had to acquiesce on a whole bunch of shit. They had to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to look this way.
Yeah, or you don't look that way. You get in trouble. You get in trouble enough. You get burnt enough by the fire. You going to stay out the kitchen. You figure it out. I don't know how we got here, Kodak. You talk about relationships and all your toxic masculinity.
How am I talking? You know, like, you started it. You started it. Talk about niggas that be hiding their women on social media.
Because I was so triggered. Oh, my God, when I saw that. I said, yo, who is sis and do she need a friend? Phone a friend. Says, I will fight you. Fight him with you. You deserve that.
Because this nigga was out here acting crazy.
Why would you embarrass a woman like that? In that stage of your relationship, engagement. I tell my homeboys and even my brother all the time, bro, leave that woman alone if you ain't really ready to, you know what I mean, do what you gonna do. Mm. Or just keep it what it is. Like, we as women, we a little dumb. We'll stay around wanting more and taking less. So I tell my homeboys all the time, just give her less, but take the more. Why would you lead her on and you're not ready for that?
Lead her on how? Because sometimes you can lead a woman on just by being nice.
Yes. And then y'all continue to be nice. You know what you're doing. You can lead a woman on by sex as well. And then y'all continue to fuck her. There's a lot of ways you can lead a person.
How am I wrong for being nice to you?
You know what I'm talking about. You can be nice just as a nice person. Yes. Southern gentleman, right? Yes. But once you start to realize that, like, the person on the other end of that receiving niceness wants more, it's like, some men will lean into that. Now you're using it. It's like pretty privilege. Like, I know, like, walking into certain rooms, how people view certain things. So I use it to my advantage.
If I say, I don't want a relationship, I'm cool, whatever we doing, and you keep doing shit for me, how is that my fault?
It's not your fault. But, right, and that's what I'm telling my homeboys, is like, that women 100% do that all the time. Set themselves up like fucking crazy. But if that is happening, and I'm not saying it's your fault, but you're walking the line as well. You're going with it. When she gets crazy and things get crazy, don't look around like, well, where the hell did this come from? Because you gave her unrealistic expectations, even if you didn't voice them, even if you didn't say it. By allowing her to continue to do all of that in a woman's head, it's like, oh, well, he's not stopping me.
Damn.
But I literally tell my homeboys all the time, like, bro, you can get all that wifey shit out of her and never make her a wife. Why not just do that? And it's no shade to the ladies, but men, they be running circles around us a lot of times. And we be knowing it, but you be so wrapped up in the feeling of things.
The feeling of things definitely, it exacerbates that moment.
Like, I feel like you're going to end up getting blocked by another person by the end of this conversation. I don't know. I think you should pivot. I'm living in my truth.
I'm living in my truth. Everybody, like, I mean, it's a new situation, but you know, people know who, where they are in my life. I'm not misleading anybody.
Okay, all right, I heard that. People know where they are in my life.
Yeah, I'm not misleading anybody, because what I don't like is dysfunction. And I feel like if you got people in your life that think they're one thing, but they're really something else, then that's where you have the miscommunication. But let's talk about some rap shit, right? As of now, Kendrick Lamar has not responded to Drake.
Yeah.
Do you think his legacy is hit if he never responds?
No, it's Kendrick Lamar. Do we even care anymore for the response? Like, nothing about how I felt about Kendrick Lamar before this has changed for me at all. Like,
what about how you feel about Drake?
The same way I felt before all this. Drake's good at what he does. Drake is Drake. Like, I don't know. I just feel like these niggas is so rich and so... They are the top. Like, you know, it's just... That's not going to change because it's one moment in time. Like, I don't feel any type of way. I don't feel differently about J. Cole. I kind of... Like, the whole apology thing is, like, people were, like, so upset. And it's like, oh, my God. This is ending rap. And blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, bro... If any rapper, if you would have told me 2 years ago to take a guess out of those names, J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, and Drake, who was going to apologize in a rap beef, I would have said J. Cole. He
never gave that energy.
I mean, no, I think it's there for him, but if I had to think about an artist's like trajectory and like who would mentally get to a place to be doing some shit like that, I would say J. Cole first. I feel like Drake is very petty and very light-skinned, so I don't see that for him. He enjoys his spritzers and his, you know what I mean? He loves
not the spritzers.
Poking the bear. And then Kendrick Lamar is like, he only come outside like once a solar eclipse, so yeah. He ain't coming outside to apologize.
Nah, definitely not coming outside to apologize. I just thought the nigga was coming with some shit, you know.
I think he could.
What's
don't get
name?
Me wrong.
DJ Head hit Twitter and was like, hey, yeah, you know, it's going to take a minute. All right, well... It shouldn't take this long.
Yeah, I mean, I think he got it in him for sure. You're not questioning that, right? You don't think Kendrick Lamar got it in him to respond to Drake?
Nah, Drake done got two free shots off on him.
So what?
And as much as niggas hated that last one, I loved it.
I didn't hate it.
I love the creativity of it.
Yeah, I thought it was crazy. It was like a really creative troll. He took his trolling back to like the internet MySpace days of like just figuring something
out.
Yeah,
that was some looking ass boy type shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Like.
But I'm not gonna let you sit here and say like Kendrick don't got it to respond to Drake now. Like, we not gonna do that.
I don't know, because you're not just going up against Aubrey, you're going up against the machine, Drake. Drake is a machine. He's an economy.
Okay, but let's take the machine out of it. Like, just rap, like rapper wise, you think that Kendrick Lamar cannot compose lyrics to combat Drake?
No. No. Most of Kendrick Lamar's disses, like Control, it's like it's shock value. It's like, oh my God, Kendrick's coming at everybody, and then nothing.
So you saying so basically because he's not as consistent as Drake, or like you don't get a lot of depth to it because it's like really quick shots.
Yeah, it's really quick shots. I don't know if he can hit in
like a whole song.
It's kind of like with IG comedians. They're good at like doing 15-second skits.
Right, but
are they good at doing a 1 hour stand up?
But Kendrick Lamar has, like, this is not his first time throwing shots at people.
It's not, but he has a lot of unanswered disses.
I don't know. I don't agree with you, but I mean, well, I guess we'll have to wait and see. But honestly, I don't. At this point, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I think Kendrick Lamar would have to drop like a Drake diss mixtape at this point for me to even be like, oh shit. It's like, okay, he responds, and now what? Like,
Kendrick calls him the project Fuck Drake.
We've been going how many days? It's been like 15, 16 days. I think it's been like 16 days.
Feels like 3 weeks.
The fact that I know the number of days is insane. Like, we.
Media shit.
Like, what? I think I just saw Act tweet that, like, the other day. Like, it's been 15 days. And I'm like, damn, we really keep... Like, that's our job, is to care about something like that. Like, people are literally dying in other countries, and we're counting how many days...
Literally dying.
That Kendrick Lamar didn't get in the booth. Okay.
Yeah. But I think...
So, you're a Drake... So you're a Drake fan.
I like Kendrick Lamar, too. I didn't like... what was the super jazzy album? I ain't like Damn that much. And I didn't like Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. I ain't like, I love Good Kid, Mad City. Good Kid, Mad City is definitely my top five hip hop albums of all time. The sequencing on that album was amazing.
How would you put him in your top five hip hop albums of all time, but then say he can't compose a song to combat Drake?
Because he makes good songs. I don't think he makes good diss records. I don't think he can go to disses in a hip hop battle.
I don't know. I think that he got it in him. I think that's an energy thing and that's a lyrical ability, and I think it's there. For instance, I said the same thing with Quavo. I said Quavo makes good songs, but the battle thing, not his.
I agree.
But I think it's completely different when you talk about Kendrick Lamar and Drake versus Chris Brown and Quavo.
Who else beefing right now? The rap girls are kind of slowed down.
Don't bring us into it. Let the girls stay over there, you know, being cute and being outside and making their money.
Nah, shit. Ice Spice never responded to Lotto.
You want Ice Spice? No, she did. She dropped, she just dropped a song. What's the song? And she's like, I don't even know the name of the song. Damn,
not
song.
A good song, huh?
She dropped a song and she's talking about something. Oh, she's like, why would I beef when something? But I guess that was supposed to be like her response at some point or whatever.
Lotto smoked her ass.
It's lot, duh.
Lotto smoked her boots.
Like, I wouldn't even, like, duh. Like, are you? First of all, I don't think people give Lotto enough credit for maneuvering the way she maneuvers. Like, even when Sunday Service was the hit, and then I saw she was like the first woman to headline Birthday Bash.
Yeah.
Yep. I thought that was fire. People didn't talk about that enough. Then when Sunday Service was everywhere and she was pulling up with the Suburbans, I'm like, and it's like the street team movement. I'm like, yo, people don't. And she's actually like, major, like, she's a superstar. Like, she is a freak.
Commercially successful rapper.
Out of Atlanta. She's standing next to J-Lo. She's, you know what I mean? I'm like, people don't give it to her. I don't know what it is and, like, why people don't do that.
Well, there's really a lot of tribalism in rap right now. So, if you're a fan of Lotto, you can't be a fan of Nicki. If you're a fan of Cardi, you can't be a fan of Nicki.
Yeah,
if you're a fan of JT, you can't be a fan of Cardi or anybody else, because, you know, it's
all
like
that stuff.
It's like a hip a female rap civil war.
Wow, when you put it like that, I mean, yeah, I think also too their fan bases are very, you know, they make it like it's only room for one.
I've said this a million times before, like, and I've had other women on the show say the same thing. Fans are the reason that a lot of this beef shit is going on.
Oh, you don't gotta tell me. Being on the internet alone is the reason why a lot of beef happens. Like, what? The internet will have you feeling like, oh my God, like a person hates you that you ain't never even met before. Like, they'll take things, twist, turn it, all that stuff. Like, hell yeah. But it works for the music. I will say that. I think if the women in the industry could learn to be friendly behind closed doors and not let it really get to a point where they don't like each other, they could literally like benefit a lot off of these little beefs, for real. Because men be doing
it. They're going to take it to heart.
Yeah, but I mean, some niggas, of the men do it too.
Some of these niggas beef be fake.
You saw the baby talk about that.
Yeah,
recently.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm pretty sure he's not the only one.
I was about to say, I believe that has happened probably a lot because it sells. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, the controversy sells. The bullshit sells. So.
Like, even with Rick Ross getting involved with the Drake shit.
Bro, I was so
Rick
tired.
Rick Ross is promoting his car show.
And all the Bel Air.
Yes.
And all the cattle and everything else he has.
He's promoting this shit that he has to sell. If right. You look at when he came to the video, he had a Wingstop bag right here. He had a Bel Air bottle over here.
I love that for
Rick Ross,
though.
Car show. But yes, I feel like everybody who has at least a little bit of knowledge on the hip-hop industry could probably see that he really wasn't serious.
I think that there was a bit of seriousness to it with his response or whatever, but I just feel like...
Even Drake's response to it, though.
I mean, because it's Ross, it's kind of like... I don't know. Like, I'm not ever arguing Rick Ross in the top three. It's not happening.
He's not in anybody's big three?
No, I'm sure he's in a lot of people's big three. He's Ross. He makes great music. But, like, when you talk about a J. Cole, a Kendrick Lamar, a Drake, they got that vibe on lock.
Yeah.
I don't insert Rick Ross there. There's a lot of people that I would grab before Ross if I'm throwing him in it.
Who's in your top five?
I don't even know if I have a solid top five, but if I had to pick, I would do T.I. I would do...
It's all time?
No, not all time. I guess like just off the top, like people that I like right now.
Yeah.
And I think too, I'm thinking about people that I actually feel like the influence is there. They've lasted over time. They actually make good music. Relevance is there. And they can actually rap. Like, I think that that's the thing as well. A lot of people that are rapping right now can't actually rap. Mm. But I don't have a favorite of all time. Like, I can't even. That's hard. Because I like different people at different times for different reasons.
My consistent top three is Kanye, Andre, and M.
Okay. So you along the lines of what I'm saying. All those people make great music. They can actually rap.
Yeah.
Can last it over time.
Yeah.
But there's substance there.
Yeah. Now, my four and five, that shit fluctuates.
How you feel about DaBaby?
DaBaby?
Mm-hmm. People in Atlanta love confusing babies.
He needs a hit. He need another hit.
Yeah, I mean, he'll figure that out. But I just mean, like, rap-wise. A lot of people argue that he's not good. I'm like, are you crazy?
Man, DaBaby
is fire.
DaBaby's lit.
Yeah.
Like, his antics are his biggest issue.
Yes, I agree 100%. Because rap-wise, I feel like DaBaby is like, what? He would wrap circles around some of a lot of the people that are being championed right now.
Yeah. DaBaby's biggest issue is him staying out of trouble. And
the women.
Yeah.
he didn't calm down though, the women stuff. It's.
Yeah. Do you think Megan Stallion is gonna be popping moving forward?
Did she lose popularity?
Musically?
Yeah. I mean, Hiss was a hit.
A hit?
Like it was, I mean, it charted, it people cared about it.
Like, are you gonna be playing Hiss in 2 years?
No.
Exactly.
I mean, but that doesn't mean she's not popular, though.
It means...
Like, you mean staying power? Like, are we going to be listening? I mean, you'll be listening to WAP in 2 years.
We're not listening to WAP now.
People are still listening to WAP, sir.
I disagree.
You can go to certain parties and they're still playing WAP.
Yeah, at the beginning of the party. Yeah, with nothing but bottle girls in the club. That's the Bottle Girl warm-up song. Like, when I say hits, like...
Damn, you just made me think, because I was in the club last night. I'm like, did they play WAP? They ain't playing WAP in the club.
Think of Lil' Kim. Like, Lil' Kim got bangers.
But, bro, Nicki Minaj
got bangers.
Artists not doing that type of stuff no more.
Why? Because we in the TikTok era?
We always had this conversation. Microwave hits? I don't know exactly what the answer is to that question. This conversation always comes up. It's just not happening. Like, artists are not making those Little Kim crush on you. They're not doing the, it's just.
Itty Bitty Piggy was a mixtape hit. There is not a CDQ version of that song without a DJ.
Nicki Minaj is the last of a really dying breed. I would say that Cardi comes really.
Can we be honest about Cardi?
Cardi, you're going to say that.
Two songs.
Which ones?
Enough and The Freestyle.
Yeah, I mean, I can do without those, but I didn't hate them. I could do without those. But I mean, when I bring up Cardi, I'm saying that, like, after Cardi, there's not too many girls that I can think about whose music is going to actually play 2 years, 3 years from now that we're going to actually still care about. Cardi has, like, some songs that if you drop it, people are still going to go up, depending on the crowd and
You know who definitely has one of those?
Who?
Glorilla.
Oh fuck yeah!
FNF will be played.
Yeah, I didn't even think about Glow. It will, but Glow is not, in my opinion, Glow's not an artist who does that with every single song she drops. She has really good successes with a lot of different songs.
Yeah, like her peaks are very high peaks.
Yes, Glow.
Glow and FNF are her. That's on her.
But she don't do that every single song.
No, because I feel like she, and I think she knows this too. She hit like a valley. There was a point like that cha-cha shit, like that didn't work.
Yo, and I actually liked that song, and people hated it. It was weird. I liked the 3 6 Mafia
interpolation. That shit didn't work.
Yeah, I don't know. Damn, I don't know if we'll see that.
And also, I feel like a lot of it falls on the labels because they pushing the wrong shit.
I agree with that. I heard Nyla actually. Shout out to Nyla Simone. I heard Nyla say that. About Nicki Minaj's project.
Yeah.
She was like that because the project was great. You know what I mean? And it's Nicki Minaj, so it's always going to do well because her fan base is crazy. But I do think that they led some of the songs that they let out with, it just didn't make sense, like the way that they did it. And that was
you like everybody?
No, I love a lot of those songs, but I think that we got certain songs from that album a long time ago. And I don't know if maybe, like, you know, it's a lot of like background politics as well when it comes to like releases. So I don't know if that has something to do with it, but I think we should have got Fuck the Club Up, Everybody. We should have got that a while back. Like, you know what I mean? Like the stuff, I think it was like Red Ruby the Sleaze dropped. I would have rather had Fuck the Club Up, Everybody before, you know what I mean? When that hit stuff, when all that was at its height, Nicki Minaj would have owned that. She still came out and owned it, you know what I mean, per se, but I just think, I was like, that's so weird, I never thought about that until this job happened. Like, why did they do that? Why did Red Ruby Sleaze go before a Fuck the Club Up or Everybody?
I mean, I don't know. I was trying to think of a reason, but I can't even put one to it. But I feel like Nicki Minaj is one of the people that has cemented her place in hip-hop history.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Cardi B. I feel like Cardi B needs another album.
I think she's still going to be hip-hop history, though.
I do.
The story of Cardi B.
The story of Cardi B, but I also feel like it's a lot of pressure on her to drop.
Yeah.
Because Invasion of Privacy was...
Oh, my God. I love that album. I still play that album.
No skips.
Mm-hmm. All the way through. But you know what I think, too, with Cardi? I think... Like, if you think about the timing of Invasion of Privacy, right? Cardi was still very fresh. She was still very vulnerable. We knew a lot about, like, what was going on in her life. And, you know, it was certain things she couldn't hide from, even if she tried. So she just leaned in. She talked about it. She's been very, you know, we feel like we came up with Cardi. Yeah, Cardi is very, very much an influencer that also does music and is also a superstar.
Yeah.
I think the more she got famous, the more the superstardom built, we stopped. She started protecting a lot of her personal things more because of, I'm sure she's probably, you know, gone through a lot by not protecting it. So I think now it's almost like even in her putting out music and stuff, I'm sure for her it's figuring out, what do I want to say? Because when I put it out there, I got to lean all the way in. And that's difficult for her at this point because she's so famous. People love to hate Cardi. People love Cardi, but people love to hate Cardi as well too.
Yeah.
I think that's a part of the... Probably, I would say creatively, that's probably a big block for her. It's like, bro, what am I talking about now? Because when I talk about it, I got to stand on this shit.
Yeah.
There's a lot I'm sure she can talk about, but does she want to? That comes with so much, like, for her now. So it's like, damn. It's like the thing that made her so famous is also, in my opinion, the thing that kind of holds her back a little bit.
Yeah. Her being too available.
Yeah, very much so.
For sure. Lauren LaRosa.
We done went all over the place today.
Brown Girl Grinding. Time.
Yes.
What do people need to know about the brand moving forward?
People need to know that Brown Girl Grinding is a go-to source for entertainment. We want to, you know, talk to you about things first. We want to bring news to you first, break exclusives, sit down with some of your favorite people in entertainment and have conversations in a way that you've never seen them before. So people should know that it's a community that you need to go join. Follow us on social media, Brown Girl Grinding, on the Instagram page, Lauren LaRosa, LaurenLoRosa, on Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. And people also need to know, too, whenever you see Brown Girl Grinding in the credits, the project is fire because we develop and produce stuff as well, too. That's why I'm here this weekend, actually.
Yeah, going big. Y'all go follow her. Lauren LaRosa.
Period, poo.
On Big Homie's House. Got the homies in the building.
Mm-hmm. If you're mad at anything I said, just at me. Please just at me. Make sure you at
goodness.
Me. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm not going to respond. I just want people to be able to find my page to follow me once you upset.
I'm not gonna respond.
I might a little bit.
What you going to say? You going to favorite it?
I don't know. You never know. Sometimes I give little quick jabs and people are like, oh,
quick
shit.
Jabs.
Yeah, I'll be in the comments. I'll be seeing you in the comments, too.
Yeah, Instagram keep flagging my shit, though.
You be talking crazy.
I be talking crazy?
Sometimes. Some of that stuff you post, I be like, what the hell? Is he allowed to talk about that?
Nah, yeah, Instagram don't keep flagging my shit. They don't even be flagging the bad shit no more. They flag whatever. If I get a little bit too sassy.
You just
sassy.
Become that person.
Yeah, if or, I get... Yeah,
a little
if
too sassy,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, if I get a little too sassy.
It's the year of the sassy man. Go ahead.
What's wrong with the sassy... What make a nigga a sassy nigga?
I think the pick me energy is very
What's
sassy.
What's pick me? How does a man be a pick me?
You always have to be right about something. You always have to be just inserting yourself in places. Sometimes it's like, bro, who asked you?
That's true.
That is very sassy to me.
I be deleting shit on, I be typing shit out on Twitter And I just, nah.
That's a good thing. If men could learn to delete responses, not respond, and turn off podcast mics, the world would be a better place. Now they're going to be pissed because they're going to be like, she's like telling men to emotionally shrink themselves. No, I'm just saying, mind your business sometimes.
You don't have to, as a man, you don't have to respond to everything.
As a woman, you don't have to respond to
everything. You don't have to, like, give your feedback. I know people say, oh, but it's my opinion. Who cares?
Yeah.
I feel like we have to ask ourselves that at the end of the day.
I want men to be able to be emotionally, like, you know, like being able to communicate and feel and all that. Like, you know, y'all are human as well. But I do think that sometimes there's like a little bit of like, not with every man, but a lot of men give like ownership over things. Like, I hate hearing men talk about women who wear weaves versus don't. Women who get their body done. Women who, it's like, bro.
I was telling somebody this the other day. I'm very like, I was asking myself in the gym the other day. I was like, so do I like fat asses or like do I like BBLs or do I like natural bodies? And I realized I'm pro-choice. I'm pro-choice when it comes to surgery. If you have a natural body, love your natural body, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to have a BBL. If you have a BBL, love your BBL. I don't need it, but it's cool. I'll accept it.
That's fine. Just you get it turns into you being a sassy man when you got to get online and whatever. It's not your choice. You got something to say about it because it's like, who asked you? Like
men just going out giving their unwarranted opinion on a woman's body.
A lot of unwarranted opinions about a lot of
things. Isn't that the internet, though?
Yeah, that is the internet, especially TikTok, 100%.
Well, not for long. That shit is over with.
Yeah, they got 9 months. They'll be all
right. That shit is over. You got nine months.
I just started figuring out TikTok, too.
I know. My shit just got out. Yo, just got out of shadow banned.
I felt like I was shadow banned. I did a video about Chris Brown. And it went crazy. And after that, my likes ain't been the same, or my views ain't been the same since.
My TikTok page got 90,000 plus followers on it, right?
Wow.
I was getting like 200 views on a video.
Yeah. I don't have like a ton of followers, but I have a lot of my viewership is good. Mine just dropped, man. I'm like, damn, I ain't never going. What did I say
TikTok
in that video?
TikTok shadow ban is crazy.
It's so real because it's easy to make it over there.
Oh, yeah.
I love TikTok.
I got my first, and that's why I'm surprised I'm not at 100,000. I got like 90,000 like within the first year.
Yeah, nah, bro.
And I've been stuck at like 92,000 since.
Mm-mm. It's certain things you just can't. The TikTok ain't going to fool with it. I said Chris Brown, the world will never forgive Chris Brown.
They won't.
I know. I told the truth, and now I'm just, that's why I be like,
they won't
okay.
Look at him. Like now, even now, like people bringing up the old shit. Like at what point do we stop talking about that shit?
That's what I was saying in my video. Like, until he gives you something else to talk about, it's like, I mean, you got to take him at his word. What he did was disgusting.
It was multiple times. It was incredibly fucked up. But that shit also happened in 2009.
There's a couple different incidents, too. People love to say, like, oh, well, you only talk about one thing. Like, there was there was the run-ins with Carucci and stuff like that. But regardless, what I'm saying is like, the way I look at stuff now that I'm older, because I used to hold niggas to the fire. Like, yo, you're a horrible person. My view on men versus women was really messed up. A lot of it until I'm now getting to this big age and I'm like, I have a brother who's out in the world every single day. If he making mistakes, I know him. So I know that the mistakes are not his end all be all. I would hate for the world to trap him in that. The same way I've done and said a lot of things that 32-year-old me, what I was doing and saying at 18, 20, shit, even at 30, don't hold me to it.
I was saying some wild shit. I definitely had to get one of them apps that deletes your tweets. Like mass delete.
Oh, that's
delete.
The thing?
Yeah, you could search a keyword.
How do you even know what keywords to search? I mean, I guess you just think about
what
you
can't
fired.
Say. Yeah. You know what you can't say.
Like, I talk about that app. I might need to search a little something, something.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been super crazy on the internet, though.
Oh, I used to say some wild shit. Boy.
Oh, God. Just talking about this topic is making me scared. Like,
yeah, let's end it.
That's just not.
Another episode of the Big Homies House featuring Lauren LaRosa. The homies in the building. Let's go big. Yeah.